Shalom, Boker Tov, good morning, hallelujah. What a morning this is. Bless the Lord. Our nation, the United States of America, is 248 years old, officially, tomorrow, July 4th, 2024. Now, before I proceed with talking about that wonderful, important fact, at noon today, there is no meeting out at Prayer Mountain. Our people, we have left them off for this wonderful holiday. And so, we will be meeting here online at 12 noon in Central here, straight up. So wherever you are, it will be on the hour that we convene again to hear from God the second time. 248 years old tomorrow. I'm going to be reading some things from a book, America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William J. Federer, F-E-D-E-R-E-R. Anything from Bill Federer about our nation. He writes books, wonderful books about things. The Declaration, I'm reading this from his book, The Declaration of Independence, July 2nd, 1776, was approved in wording by the Continental Congress. On July 4th, 1776, the delegates voted to accept it and declare America's independence from Great Britain. On July 3rd, the day following the approval by Congress of the Declaration of Independence, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail, "I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the Day of Deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty." Oh, may across this country, and we're going to do it here. My family's all coming tomorrow. We're having a big cookout here at my house. And we're going to precede the eating of the burgers and the brats and all the good things. We're going to precede that by a solemn act of thanksgiving to God. Now, the Continental Congress then was working on, there's never been a nation like this. There never been a nation that governed itself. All nations had had kings up until that time. President George Washington, he was the first. Everything he did, he inaugurated. That's why he's such a great president. But on June 28, 1787, the Constitutional Convention was in a deadlock over how small and large states could be equally represented. Benjamin Franklin, 81 years old, then made a plea to the Continental Congress for prayer. I'm going to read you that plea he made. In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured in the sacred writings that, quote, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this. And I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy in this city be requested to officiate in that service. The plea for prayer must have had an anointing from God upon it. For one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, in fact the youngest, Jonathan Dayton, wrote this, his impression of Ben Franklin's call for prayer. The doctor sat down, and never did I behold a countenance at once so dignified and delighted as that of George Washington at the close of the address. Nor were the members of the convention generally less affected. The words of the venerable Franklin fell upon our ears with a weight and authority even greater than we may suppose an oracle to have been in a Roman Senate. Ben Franklin gave a call to prayer. I want to this morning give a call for a special kind of prayer for our nations, beginning today and right on through the elections and whatever the aftermath of those elections might be. I want to issue a call to every one of you to use your authority against the enemy and his attacks on this United States of America. My son Chip told this Sunday morning as he preached a wonderfully powerful sermon. He had watched a video that really affected him of a miracle. In the video, the pastor spoke of what happened, and then they actually showed the video of what had happened. A woman's daughters brought her to the meeting. She was 48 years blind. The pastor, they showed that clip. He laid hands on her, and she could see. And Chip explained it how at first her eyes moved about, and she said, I see your eyebrows, I see your nose. And then they focused, and she could see clearly. 48 years blind. Now, the pastor said when they brought her up before him, he was frightened, really, and he prayed to the Lord, what do I do now? And the Lord clearly answered him, use your authority. When you take your authority, you release my ability. Our country needs God's ability. It is our authority and our prayers that can release it. Satan is in his last-ditch efforts against this nation. And so on this, the 248th birthday of our nation, we're going to take authority today all across the country. I don't want you doing something else right now. I want you paying attention to what we're doing. I want you to enter in with every bit of your ability when God called you all the saints in prayer, then you will be in this prayer. And it is going to be the prayer of authority where we take authority. And this will show you how to do it. But you must do it every day in your part of the United States. You are an ambassador to the United States of America. We're all citizens of heaven, but you are an ambassador wherever God has planted you. I am an ambassador here in the Ozarks. So here we are, and we're going to be thanking God first for what is written in Colossians. Holy Heavenly Father, my Father, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, I want to praise you and thank you for what the first chapter of Colossians reveals, that we have been delivered, set free, removed out of the dominion of darkness. We are no longer under darkness, but darkness is under our feet. Thank you. We give you glory and praise for that, Holy Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Holy Father, for the revelation that comes to us from the first chapter of Ephesians, beginning with verse 17, and we're praying that right now. All together, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. May the eyes of our hearts, our understandings be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority, principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You have put all things under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we, you have quickened, who were dead in our trespasses and sins. But God, verse 4 now, who is rich in mercy, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come you might show the riches of your grace and hesed toward us. Father, we do praise you and thank you that when you raise that head, you raise his body with him. When you quickened him, you quickened the body with him. When you raised him, you raised the body. When you seated him at your own right hand, you seated the body together with him. Head and body quickened, raised, and seated together. And there we sit on this 248th day, birthday of our nation. And Father, we're zeroing in on one thing today, lifting up the United States of America. Just as you heard Benjamin Franklin, and you heard all of them who were there at that convention, Constitutional Convention, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, John Hancock. You heard them pray. You hear us. You called us all the saints in prayer. And there are more of us now than there were of them. Holy Heavenly Father, we do thank you that from your right hand we make this request. And you've told us over and over on this prayer call that when we call upon you, you hear us and you answer us. We're calling upon you for the United States of America just as surely as they called upon you 248 years ago. We're calling upon you, as Benjamin Franklin said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Oh, Lord, this house needs repairing. This house has undergone attack and certain parts in shambles. But, oh, Lord, you who built the building, you can repair it. We are asking you to do so and to give us one last great outpouring. We're asking for a great awakening unto God in this nation. Oh, how we thank you for it. You told us, Father, you told us to take our authority. You told us in Romans 5:17 They who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in light through one, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And Father, we know that it is the enemy of God who has attacked this house, who has attacked this building, the United States of America, along with attacking Israel and along with attacking the building that is the Church of the Living God, the Temple of God. And so right now, in the behalf of the United States of America, we're going to take our authority against him, for you have commissioned us to do so, and we're so thankful for that right. Now you listen up, Satan, and all your imps down to the lowest one, princes of the power of the air down to the lowest imp. I call you to attention. We call you to attention. We are the saints in prayer across the United States of America, and we are united in coming out against you today. We come out against you and all your tricks, manifestations, and operations against the United States of America. We call confusion into your camp. We call your plans to fall to the ground. We call you paralyzed, for it is written, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, and we bind you in the name above every name. In the name above every name, kingdom of darkness, you cannot overcome the light, and the light overcomes you. In the name above every name, in the name of our Father God, in the name of the Son of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, we united, body of Christ in prayer, we saints of God in prayer, call your efforts against the United States of America to fall to the ground, unrealized. We do say, hereby say, you will not, in the name above every name. We plead the blood of Jesus, and it is written that we overcome you by the blood of the Lamb. It is written, and we overcome you and apply the blood to everything having to do with our elections. The elections from the bottom up, the lowest office in the land, to the highest office in the land, we do call you paralyzed in your efforts to affect our precincts, our voting. We will have an honest election, and any of your efforts to do otherwise, we call to the ground. In the name above every name, in the name above every name, any candidates against the will of God, in the Robaskara Makaya, we call their campaigns to fruitlessness. Any campaigns that are for the will of God and will yield to God, we do call a blessing upon them in the name above every name. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. We are sitting in our seats of authority, and we shall sit therein until Jesus comes, and we shall sit therein until after the elections. You will not win. We win in the name above every name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm calling upon you. Ben Franklin's called upon them. We're going to open this Constitutional Convention every day in prayer. I'm calling you every day in prayer to take your authority just like we did right there. Why every day? Because it says in Reverend God showed me this when I wrote the book of the Blood and the Glory. It says that he accuses the brethren day and night. Every day he's at his accusations. Every day we call him down. We better check and see if our friend Max is on the line.
Brother yes, Max, I'm on?
Yes, oh, praise God. Mom. Hallelujah. I forgot to do that at the first, but I was really assured you were there. Anything you'd like to say, Brother Max?
Well, you know, when you were just praying, a thought came to mind, like, look at this nation. We are from all over. I am from Jordan. There's people on this line from Norway, from Italy, from Germany, from Sweden, from Israel. God put us together for a reason. this nation is rising up. This nation is going and doing the will of God. And that's why this nation built on a foundation. The foundation that the Lord gave to us over 248 years ago. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Unity. Praise
that
the Lord.
Is the foundation. And we were built upon, you should read some of Bill Federer's books. We were built upon prayers and covenants made by our founding fathers to God. And, oh, we just call upon the chesed of God.
Yes. Amen.
The chesed of God, his obligation to those in covenant with him. And we are in obligation to him. We can maybe not fulfill the obligation for every human in the United States, but we can do it for ourselves, one person at a time. And I just thank you so much that that you'll do this, that you'll sit every day in your seat. And if you do, there's no way that we will not have a fair and honest election, and that the candidates who will yield to God will be elected. So thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for praying. Thank you, Max. Thank you for yielding to God and going to that church that night and walking down that aisle and coming home. And thank you, Quinn, for praying. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Vittoria manica la sito lo come cala cangela dolce di congara cattaglia non viene mumpa. Mi tu la cala cambi a tania di cobra caffrani di cobra caffitania. Oh, shabi dania, shabi tom calma lo intaia. Nego lo dobri che fredagne ne cuo la bito to co baladigno no cora disga dabra capratigno no cupe capra capia. I belli duccio no no nombri co fra calacaia ne compre che ne gaha che tan poca ne cuo co disco. Bisogna prati frati sciogne ne cupre ne popuva papatelli ne cora manna. Maskida, 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 koki. Ishano tora, kala kapito, mashiete nego. Primary done in the corner, the tie on the coca. Ibele do hushandi ni kala kai. Mashkidan ya tora manaka. Malo dobre meni chanyo na kumri kala kinyo. Ibele ho parati nyo na korbati nyo na kala da na pobre kabra gadanyi ni korma kito. Ijan do hushetti ni kapra. Maski danya ne kohol api danya ne kohol kapre. Balagubre hibanya ne kohol kapre. Taka halangi ne kodoshka tapre katanya ne kohol kapre. Ilivrita ma onya ne kohol manakita naga alebre ne vashangi ne kodoshka tapre katanya. O bravino no cora, abilato ti hanno gabidaliando no cora di scangiora. Me belli hagnaca, belli antora, ma nicolo go bendisco donce di coco laila. Cabilato ne calacaia na calia no, crabino no, papà. Ida korona Nikola koho shetter kohora kantane. Egele kahara mashko to chedi ko to hushka tambre tete katafka. Meshto tora. Ibili twa shanuno korona naka ili tota toko onchedi ko to hushka tambre. Jesus dice baro copre pre danie ne cora balletenie ne coho la cacaia alle conio ne coro codigno ne co onze de catasca ma colo copre chi bella tu romanico o golabbi to lo compra che fra nieca che fra nieca che fra nieca basco tonia basco tonia posueta manie vego posueta mangalito Kambi da hai magora. Gan stiarononga vita. Gabello dusko donje. Mai ottanieni qua, ma lido dove bigia donieni qua. Alito cobre chi fra manieni calotani. Gebuavra dania. Gebravra donia mica. Mastor maniga le gebre dobra nieko a balatito kongaragai ane nikutocha alagakai. Kibara dihe shanto, maletoto, maletoto, maletoto. Gibro dobri manonye mikahalai alatote, alatote, alatote. Kibara go dobra katanji, idono kobra kapada, ayano ko oroko do, ya ayano kombra, ayano kombra, ayano kombra. Ito la tohora ba. Ma koloko preti tata kahaya na kahala kaka. Ma sono nombri che ti gole che vrebbe la gonga raga d'angia la gondo giorno, la gonga bravi, la gonga la cambi che ti dico c'è. E stanno no qua fra cateria. E suona cobre ca fra codo go oce de ca anie. Ma non nuande di go occe di go la capra cale caca ane ne go orotone ne cala capra. Givre du uscente ne go la cata jactone ne go la caca pre da te caca sciacca. E bella tania ne go la capra. I capra hala congara hala cangara cata jette di go uscentiano. Kiri gatara kadele kohara manyanya ne kohara katecho te koho shakyara. Isha tora gohore ke kapra kafra katanya ne kohola kapra kya. Isha du gotosh kato she pre kata kafra kele konye ne kwa. Midu tora manakala haya na kahala kakaya na kohola kapra kya. Pido do chora pido do toche pakaya na kohora kapale de danya ne kohora kodobra. Mosita. Neka la kanya ne kohora kapite. Ijando lo kohora kape kata kaha sako ya na koya mene noye mene kwa te ane kukushke. Bili dudu chapa, bili dudu shkapa, nyene kodabri kavra ganyi ni hilete. Mashko dobre vre denyano no kora. Ile batoro manakita la haya na kohora go balakaya dele ko shedebra bashko donji nika. Mili dwabro akaya, makolo kenye, makolo konye ne kohola kababi ali gondanji berio debra bedishwa. Mistoro mahai, mistavrenye mikwa, o lampitonye nika. La bitonia. Mega la dobre brehesho do do ko ta ta tekla. Oh, Father, mosi bra di uronio. Pestiano no kobre vredanio no kobre kene kavanje ne kora ma beteni. Isha to kobra. Mele ti kahal anjata. Gidara kora mani kaya kakaya na kakakaya na kakakaya. Evara tishka tanche. Pele danya na kora manaki. Eje de kahala kakai. Nakola kambi toto koho chetye. Eje do kora balataya na kahala kaveni ni kora kotope. Egala kapra kanya na kora katache. Bejam todo koho jende de kovrege de gababa kanya ni kohola kape. Imana kwe taka baletoni me ka kole ete me ka hai. Me ke la hala papi kwan te koko. Mako la kapi. Oh, ishan gara goho la kaka. Maka la ka de eche ni ni ka hala. Kabila to pala kaya na koho ra ka tanche de goho shenke. Igede gaka prakata prekatanche eja tonto kofaha. Inyene kora kaya na kora manaki tete hejando. Eje de kota brekata kafra koto koho leke pangia toto to koho jetiano na kora kati. Eba li duashu toto to koho balita la kaya na kora gabi na kanya ne koho leka. Bumbalata, Kobra gida vinha, kobra dide kombra kai, ali duska, ali makora, manjina kora. Pala tuto. Bidva. Kaf tiano kora. Meganyo edora masito. Atonya neko, ololodo. Kali kanga ali varo do 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 ka hai yamana kora bati te ka hai. Je ne me kwa fraka te goho le kambele ko doshki da kara ka diene na kora ka diri ko onye. Basko terion dobre me avudale be janyo na kora ka tinyo. Kali banyora maha aniko le ba. Tora granda inyo. Pashivitanyo. Pedelo dobra, makata kala, ole te maratoni, ole koto to to fischetie. Gile vredua, ako le ke hele kanka. Mako lo kobe kafra naki, da konye ne kule kapito. Osi brata, la kaya na konye ne kore katapi, kata koto fischetie. Ishanya no kora makita la kahala kito lo gobre vra, no kora maniko la kapitanya no kobe kaka. Ujwa maniko, ujwa nagebe le tanya, agalaga bababanya no kora maka, hale bedu bravenya no koho pati no koche. Oh, la brafrezenya no kobre kalakai. I poro dobri che le cogne, le cuore, ma le dojane, le coro con dobri che le cocambi dalla cocca alla tante. E stiano no prevre dejane, le coro petane, le coro. Mora manico, fande le coco la mai. Ele tá lá, ele tá lá, tá aí. Máquina tão unicórnio aqui. Mexe toda a macai. Máquina logo dá o chão de unicórnio aqui. Que libratuéria não não cobre catarra caia na garra. Bele tué, chontante, e calaca fraquia na cora. Kibala tora manaki la kato kushetia na kohoro tita. Kabala tinyo na kohoro katai akalaka frakya na kochiti katashka. Kibala tishka mnyo na kohoro manaka. Але бретуані не кора, могу тапіто, но копра катавра, ма ньоні не ква бред, я до жуа, ма на ньоні не кора гадевра. І гле бредуані не кора балашки, танчо да годошка табле, ката гохо не капла фронте, а путенье. Ма кіла кобле, кахли кандані.
Ivra di Hitiano, no cobre che te gambra alla cambra catoschete. Ilibro hoshe, ne cara catosche dence, ma con lo cobre. Alla cora na chiata. Father, I'm led to pray this. In the known tongue, it is written, you will pray with the understanding and in the spirit. With the understanding, Lord, I want to remind you, you said we're the Lord's remembrancers, that in the history of this country, when we have been in need, you've given us great leaders. You gave us great leaders at the founding of the United States of America. You gave us a great leader in the crises of the Civil War. You gave us Abraham Lincoln. Holy Father, perhaps we are at one of the greatest crisis times in our history. And we're going to ask you one more time to give us some great men and women to lead us, both in the civil realm and in the church. In the name above every name we ask it, Holy One, Holy One. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity to pray and that we get to meet again with you at noon, our time today, and hear again from the throne of God what you have led our lips of clay to pray. We thank you for the interpretation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am here. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise your name.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. First line here. This madness will come to end. This madness will come to end. And my justice, as I told you, will be served. Oh, this is a real long line. I am your Lord and Jesus. Continue to pray, my children. Okay, I'll read it again and I'll slow down here, make sure everybody writes down. This madness will come to end. and my justice, as I told you, will be served. I am your Lord and Jesus. Now, this line is underlined, but it belongs to this whole sentence. Continue to pray, my children. That's underlined. Okay, I'll read it again. This madness will come to end, and my justice, as I told you, will be served. I am your Lord and Jesus. This part is underlined. Continue to pray, my children. Thank you, Lord. I believe you got all of it, Miss Billy.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Next line is Psalm 20, verse 5. Psalm 20, 5. Isaiah 63, verse 1. Isaiah 63, verse 1. Next line. I am with you. Oh, the horse. I am with you. The horse is ready.
Oh.
Yeah, I am with you. The horse is ready. My battle with the five nations, you shall gain victory. Okay, I'll read it again. I am with you. The horse is ready. My battle with the five nations, you shall gain victory. I am with you. The horse is ready. My battle with the five nations, you shall gain victory. Now, the five nations, if I remember correct, I don't know if I can put them in order, but they are Russia, Iran, Syria, Libya, Turkey. Those are the five nations. Yeah, Russia, Iran, Turkey, Libya, Syria. See, I didn't even put them in order the second time. But those are the five nations, which he spoke to us before. This is just me. Praise the Lord. Next line. Proverbs 11:14. Next line. Understand 1 Corinthians 15:15 verses 54 through 57. Understand, so it's an all one line here. I believe the Lord wants us to get something here. Understand 1 Corinthians 15 verses 54 through 57. What's high up there? Praise the Lord. Next line. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. After 1 John 4:4, This line is underlined. No one can, church, because my grace will continue to be with you. Yeah, that's the line, all underlined. No one can, church, because my grace will continue to be with you. No one can, church, because my grace will continue to be with you, all underlined. Next line. Romans 8, again. Romans 8, verses 37 to 39. Romans 8, 37 through 39. Next line. Oh, this is a little long here. Okay. Start like this. You already have the ultimate. Yeah, that's ultimate. U-L-T-I-M-A-T. You already have the ultimate victory. The wicked no more. Oh, difficult. Okay, the wicked no more difficult of life.
The wicked, and then
the wicked.
No is N-O?
Correct. The wicked no more difficult of life. And goes on like this. Do not lose sight of the victory. So do not lose sight of victory. You, and the line goes like this, you already have from me. Yeah, sorry. I have to pause here for a second. I
okay,
need to stop thinking. Okay, I'll read it
all
again.
Right, now,
go ahead.
Well, I okay. Go ahead and read it again. And I need some clarification on that part
okay.
That begins the wicked. Okay?
Okay. You already have the ultimate victory. The wicked, no more difficult of life.
And spell that word, please.
Which one?
Difficult of, and then the next word. No, the next.
Okay. Word. Okay. Difficult
of.
Yeah. Life. Life.
Okay.
Am I reading it right? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if that was life or lies.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. Mm-hmm.
That's my accent.
Praise no, Lord. It's just, you know, how it is on the phone connection.
Okay. More difficult of life. Do not lose sight of the victor. You already have from me.
Praise God.
That's the whole line.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Then he gave us Romans 7. Verses 18 and 19. Romans 7, 18 and 19. Does this sound familiar? That's the line. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, that's the line. Does this sound familiar? Next line. Second Chronicles 20, verse 1. So the first line, does this sound familiar? Next line, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1. Next line, my spiritual victory is now. My spiritual victory is now. This one is a little long too. My spiritual victory is now. Proclaim the truth of my words with an S, and the truth of me. I will never fail. Okay, I'll read it again. My spiritual victory is now. Proclaim the truth of my words and the truth of me. I will never fail. That's the line. My spiritual victory is now. Proclaim the truth of my words and the truth of me. I will never fail. It gets easier when I read it more than once. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. Matthew 19, 26. Micah. Yeah, that's the book of Micah. Micah 7:8. Next line after Micah 7:8 is underline. Really short here. So this line is underlined, the one I'm going to read. My divine power, the battle belongs to me. That's the line. My divine power, the battle or the battle belongs to me. And that's underlined. My divine power, the battle belongs to me. Next line. He gave us the book of, 1 Samuel 17, 47. 1 Samuel 17, 47. Then he gave us Titus, the book of Titus, 1, verse 2. Titus 1, 2. With my prophet and friend, get the desire of your hearts when you pray today. It is my gift to you. Yeah, that's the line. With my prophet and friend, get the desire of your hearts with an S. When you pray today, it is my gift to you. Yeah, that's the line. With my prophet and friend, get the desire of your hearts. When you pray today, it is my gift to you. Next line. 2 Corinthians 1:10. 2 Corinthians 1:10. Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:8. Next line. No more darknesses to us as a man. No more darknesses. My light overcometh. That's the line. No more darknesses. My light overcometh. No more darknesses. My light overcometh. Next line. You are called to walk in my light. You are called to walk in my light. Oh, this one is underlined. I apologize. So you are called to walk in my light is underlined. Well, we are called to walk in his light for sure. Next line. I just want to make sure this line is correct because I said a few words after that. So you are called to walk in my light is underlined. Moving along. Yes. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Psalm 18:28. Psalm 18:28-8. John 1:5. John 1:5. Next line. You are to walk in my light. That's the line. You are to walk in my light. You are to walk in my light. Next line is underlined. Do you understand John 8:12? Do you understand John 8:12? And that's all underlined with the scripture. Do you understand John 8:12? All underlined. Next line. Psalm 27:1. Psalm 27:1. Next line. Trust that I am your light, and you will shine through the darkness. May face. May face. Trust that I am your light, and you will shine through the darkness. May face. And that is the line. Trust that I am your light.
Can you spell that word through?
Through. Yes. THROUGH.
Okay. I thought it might be though, the darkness they face.
Oh.
But it's through. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, trust that I am your light and you will shine through the darkness. May face. That's the line. Then he gave us Psalm 112:4. It looked like 9, but I believe it's 4. There's an opening in the loop, so it's 4. So go with Psalm 112:4. Next line. Winning victorious reflect my glory. Winning victorious reflect my glory. That's the line. Winning victorious, reflect my glory. Winning victorious, reflect my glory. Next line. Colossians with a C. 3:23. Colossians 3:23. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise his name. It begins with, this madness will come to end, and my justice, as I told you, will be served. I am your Lord and Jesus. And then underlined, continue to pray, my children. Psalm 20 and verse 5. May we shout for joy over your victory, says the New American. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. King James and the ESV say, may we shout for joy over your salvation. And the Amplified uses both words. We will shout in triumph at your salvation and victory. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. That has both victory and prayer in it, so it's really great. Isaiah 63:1. Who is this who comes up from Edom? With garments, I'm going to read the King James first. Who is this that comes up from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. The answer is that it is I. It's a question. Who is this? And, of course, most people say that this is speaking of the Messiah. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Who is this who comes up from Edom with crimson-stained garments from Bozrah? This one who is glorious in his apparel, striding triumphantly in the greatness of his might. It is I, the one who speaks in righteousness, proclaiming vindication, mighty to save. So it is him. He's come up. Actually, Bozrah is in Iraq, I believe. But
yes,
what he's speaking of Edom, and he's speaking of actually the enemies of Israel, but one's coming up in splendid garment and marching in the greatness of his strength, and it is the Lord who's overcoming all these enemies. I am with you. The horse is ready. My battle with the five nations, you shall gain victory. Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in abundance of counselors, there is victory. And, you know, folks, there's a scripture in Psalm 119, his words are our counselors. All right, now going on. Understand 1 Corinthians 15, 54 through 57. Oh, I love it in the King James. When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
What a scripture. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Father, help us understand this in its fullness. Yes, please do.
Yes.
1 John 4:4. Little children, you are of God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Next line underlined. No one can, church, because my grace will continue to be with you. And that's all underlined. Romans 8, 37 through 39. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. No one can, he said. What? And, of course,
no
the
one.
Answer is, who can separate us from the love of God? And he told us before, no one can. Isn't that great? You already have the ultimate victory. The wicked no more difficult of life. Do not lose sight of the victory you already have from me. Romans 7, 18 and 19. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do want is what I keep doing. I do not want is what I keep doing. Let me try to fix that here.
Did you read Romans 8, say?
Yeah,
I was looking
I
up.
Did.
Okay.
I did. I read Romans 8, 37, 39. It said, who can separate us from the love of God? Yeah, that's the scripture that said, who can separate us from the love of God? And, of course, he had already said, no one can. So, yes,
okay,
I did read those. Now, this one here I'm having a little challenge with, because I know this scripture. And this scripture applies to the man who is not born again. Romans 8 is the answer to this question. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what's right, but not the ability to carry it out. I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do want is what I keep doing. Now, Romans 8 is the answer to this question here. But he's given us here, he gave us that scripture. Right there. So we'll have to, you know, we're praying about things. We're praying about every single thing doesn't apply to us. This is things we pray about. So this is the condition of a man in his unborn again state. That may be referring up there to the wicked no more difficult of life. But this is the kind of the, I don't know. But anyway, it's this because God says so. Now, does this sound familiar? 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1. 2. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Well, speaking of the enemies coming against Israel to battle, it's been going on a long, long time. My spiritual victory is now. Proclaim the truth of my words and the truth of me. I will never fail. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. In other words, does it sound familiar? Enemies gathered together against Israel. It's been happening forever. But with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Micah 7:8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Referring back to what he said, does this sound familiar? All through the Bible, enemies outnumbered Israel. But all through the Bible, Israel triumphed. Why? Because with men, it's impossible. But with God, it's possible. So Micah 7:8 says, don't begin to rejoice over me, enemy. Though I fall, I will arise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next line, underline. My divine power, the battle belongs to me. 1 Samuel 17:47. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into your hands. So all the assembly shall know that God doesn't save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you the enemy into our hands. You see what it's saying?
Yeah.
The enemy, doesn't matter how many you are, he doesn't save with sword and spear. The battle's in his hands, and he's going to give the enemy into Israel's hands or into our hands. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. Hallelujah. This is how the Amplified reads it. Resting in the hope of eternal life, which the ever-truthful God, who cannot deceive, promised before the world or the ages of time began. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
With my prophet and friend, get the desire of your hearts when you pray today. It is my gift to you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith you stand. Here it is in the ESV. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for you stand firm in your faith. It has the idea that we work together. This is the Amplified. Not that we have dominion over you and lord it over your faith, but rather that we work with you as fellow laborers to promote your joy. For in your faith, in your strong and welcome conviction or belief that Jesus is Messiah, you stand firm. I would leave out that part there. Just in your faith, you stand firm. In other words, we're working together. We are all praying and working together. This is a gift from God that we get to work together so that we can stand firm in our faith. Together we stand firm in our faith. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. And remember, 2 Corinthians 1:10 said we stand firm in our faith. And he tells us that this faith is a gift from God. No more darkness.
Yeah.
My light overcometh. And then underlined, you are called to walk in my light. 2 Corinthians 12:9. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God it's not in our flesh. Psalm 18:28. For it is you who light my lamp. Oh, I love this. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. I just love this because it goes with the scripture. I have it in my guidance scriptures at the end of my Bible at the last pages. And it says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. So then I have this scripture right after it. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness, or enlightens my darkness. See, my spirit is the lamp of the Lord, and it is God who lights that lamp. It's God who enlightens me through my spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. King James says, comprehended it not, but it means overcome it. Amplified says, the darkness has never overpowered it. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's shouting ground. You are to walk in my light, and then underlined, do you understand John 8:12? So let's see what John 8:12 says. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world.
Oh.
Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know what it's saying to us here? We're not going to be in darkness. Not just the fact that we don't sit in the darkness of the world, but we're not going to be. Light stands for illumination. You know, he said he would enlighten, he would lighten our lamp. That means he'll give us illumination. He'll give us guidance. He'll show us what is to come. So there are going to be people who are walking in darkness in these end of days. They're not going to know one thing what's happening, but not us. We follow Jesus, and he will keep us informed. He will keep us enlightened. We will have the light of life. Oh, these are wondrous scriptures, folks. Wondrous.
Yeah.
Worthy of all meditation.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for John 8:12. Thank you, Lord. Whew.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And then, of course, our wonderful scripture, Psalm 27:1. This whole psalm is marvelous. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold or defense of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Answers no one. Trust that I am your light, and you will shine through the darkness may face. I think we could put in there the darkness that the world may face or we may face. There's darkness, of course, all around us. We can see that. But he's our light, and we're shining through the darkness. Psalm 112:4. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, he's speaking to all of us, but at the same point, or at the same time, he is speaking to specific people on this call to walk in the light and not to be afraid. Oh, my goodness. He is, yeah.
And people all over the world. Remember, we're praying for the whole world is included in our prayers. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. That is the ESV. I like it uses the word compassion in all the other translations. I like it. I like that better rather than merciful. King James, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. That means even when it's dark all around, to those who are upright, the righteous, the light shines. He's gracious and compassionate and righteous.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Winning victorious reflect my glory. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, do it heartily or from your heart, as to the Lord and not unto men.
Mm.
So this says to me, that when we win victoriously, it reflects his glory. If we're defeated, it really kind of profanes the name of the Lord, since we're called by the name of the Lord. It has to do with the church. It has to do with us individually. And it has to do with Israel. So whatever you do, do it from your heart for the Lord and not for men.
Mm.
Yes. And do it from your heart, knowing that the Lord will receive glory when you're victorious. You're not to take the glory. The Lord gave me a word and about a certain task, actually McDowell or Bell, and he said, forward the glory onto me. Forward any praise or accolades that come about the building the place. He said, forward it onto me. Forward the glory onto him. So when you're victorious in life, it forwards the glory onto him. Not for men, not even for you, but for him. And he wants you victorious because it gives him glory. He wants Israel victorious. He wants the church victorious. He wants men and women and children, boys and girls victorious. And doing everything they do for his name, that's the whole thing for his name, and then it reflects his glory. It's wonderful, 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 wonderful words of the Lord.
Thank you.
So, and again, there won't be anybody out at Prayer Mountain at noon today, and so our prayer meeting will be right at 12 o'clock. Happy 4th of July. But I'm so glad we get to meet again and pray again together. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.